Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning, and she is the Cass County Conservation Naturalist. Good morning to you,
Good
Laura.
Good morning.
But she's also a member of the Cass County Tourism Council. If we went out and did a quiz, Laura, how many people do you think would say, oh, I know about that?
I don't know. How many would know that we actually have a formal council? So, yeah,
so we
not
need
very
to,
many.
Yeah, we need to talk about that a bit. And, of course, anybody that's interested in tourism and promoting it and so on is welcome to join. It's not like you have to be a...
You don't have to be a spot or a place where visitors visit, things like that. We have various people, everybody from like me, where I'm park and campground, to hotel owners and restaurant owners and museums and things like that. We all kind of work together to cohesively help promote and help, you know, get our word out about come visiting Cass County, or maybe that you end up here and you're visiting, doing, you know, you're here to do something else and you want to see what else is going on.
Yeah, you know, you hear people say, oh, there's nothing to do. Why would you go to Cass County unless you have relatives? Because there's nothing to do. Well, guess what? There's a lot to do.
Yes, yeah. And we're gonna be helping on running some ads and things like that to help kind of, help you find everything that's going on in one place. And this is not just Atlantic specific. It's all of Cass County. Everything from things to do with kids, or when is the museum open and things like that. If you do have family coming into town and visiting for a holiday weekend, where can you take them to, go spend some time? So,
and much of it would be free or very low cost, but many of the places that you can go and visit are free. And I wanted to always like to talk about the parks, Laura, because, I think families, people know about, well, I know this park.
Right.
I know that there's a park in Anita. I know that there's one in the city of Atlantic. There's Sunnyside Park. But we have a lot of parks in the county.
Yeah. Not only just like county parks, but, we talk about that, where, if you've only ever been to Sunnyside Park, Atlantic has much, much, much more smaller community parks and things like that. Or how long is the bike trail in Anita that goes into Lake Anita? Things like that. Get out and explore this summer. The weather is finally nice and things like that.
Getting there. And talking about bike trails, that's something that's really been expanding.
Yep. And we're also upkeeping what we got too, that things like that. And so, yep, there's lots of things out there. There's different trails and different parks too.
Let's talk specifically about Hitchcock House. That's one of the items that the people that I've taken there are just amazed. They can hardly believe what they're seeing. And yet, I'm guessing there's some folks around the county who haven't been there.
Or have only been there when they were in fourth grade. So Hitchcock House is a stop on the Underground Railroad. And it's one of our local historical places that is open. It is also a park. So you don't have to technically come there just to tour the house. You can go down the walking trails, things like that. We open on May 1st, and then we are closed by October 1st. So we're only open May to that October 1st.
Every day
but Monday. So we got one day off. So every day but Monday.
And what are the hours?
So we are, our first tour is at like 1 o'clock, and our last tour is at 4:15. So we're usually about 1 to 5 every day.
And there is a fee for
that
tour.
There's a fee if you're high school and older. So if you've got a younger child with you, then there's no fee there, but the adults and the high school and up.
And I know the tour guides have all studied. They have these wonderful stories to tell. And so it's just a great learning experience. To learn about that. So Hitchcock House is one of those things.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's several other museums. The Cass County Museum, which is in Griswold.
Yep.
And for some people from away, maybe go, Cass County Museum. That's in Griswold. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And they've done a wonderful job of, they keep expanding, keep
and they keep
adding.
Changing. I like how it changes too. And so they're open on Wednesdays through Sundays in the afternoons. So you can get in there in the afternoons, especially, you know, that might be another idea, you know, if you have family coming into town and you could hit both of those in an afternoon on your way around.
You bet. And also the other thing about that, there's something there, I'm going to say, for everybody, because they added that whole big room with the miniature barns,
yeah.
You know, because some people go, oh, museum, that's just old history, I'm not interested in that. But they might be interested in the barns.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
are fascinating. So always something different there. And, of course, the Coca-Cola Museum in Atlantic. And it's one of, is it two, Laura, in the country?
I think it's
either two or three. So it's very unique. You know,
yeah.
you don't go just to every town down the road and see a Coca-Cola museum. And that one is open
Saturdays.
Just Saturdays.
Just Saturdays.
Yes, in the afternoon. And just across the block, sort of, the Armory, the American mm-hmm. Legion Memorial Building, is open the same hours, 1 to 4 on Saturday afternoons.
Yeah.
And again, because there, the newest part is the Atlantic History Center. So if you want to zero in on Atlantic history, mm-hmm. school, town, et cetera, that's available. And that's free. I believe the Coca-Cola Museum is also free, I think. And, of course, they always like donations. But just plan to visit some of those spots. And then there's always all kinds of events going
yeah.
on. I mean, we've been talking about things you could go to every month.
Yeah.
But there's always some events. Let's start with some of the events you're planning here
yeah,
coming
we've
up,
got,
Laura.
Well, of course, it's getting to be close to summer, so we've got summer camps coming up if you do have a kid at home. Or, you know, and I also say this to people that, you know, if you've got grandkids to come and visit, look at our summer camp schedule. They don't have to be a Cass County resident to come and things like that. So we got summer camps coming up. Make sure you check out AtlanticIowa.com and click on county and then county conservation to find some of our summer camp listings. We do movies in the park on major big holiday weekends. So our first one will be over Memorial Day weekend. And then I know that's when also Lake Anita's will do theirs on Saturdays. So we're going to show Aquaman on Friday
Ooh.
Night. We're thinking
that's a big time, yeah.
Tie right into our lake.
Yes.
So we have that one on the Friday night, the 24th at 9 p.m. Of course, that's free, just dress for the weather, bring a blanket, things like that. So Lake Anita is going to kick theirs off with Incredibles 2. And so that'll be that Saturday, the 25th. So,
okay.
And theirs is at sunset. Mine will be at 9 o'clock on Friday night. So
it's
yeah.
a little darker. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We got to get it dark for you to see it.
And we should mention on June 1st, just a couple of weeks ago, is Lake Anita Kids Fishing Day.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Actually.
That's a big event sometimes. Yeah. So come on out. And 9:30 starts the registration. They're usually fishing by 10. And just, you know, you don't even have to have fishing poles. They all have fishing poles to help your kid, go fishing. And so, yep. And then ours, we also do one at Cold Springs. Ours is more of a derby, like a tournament style. So they get prizes for biggest fish and smallest fish, things like that. And ours will be June 8th. So that
would
next
you
weekend.
Believe, Laura, that I participated in one of those when I was a kid? And I didn't fish often. I had the biggest fish.
And, you know, some kids want to be competitive.
Yes.
And so we have kind of that fun fishing day at Lake Anita where it just go and fish and everybody can participate. And then we run it like almost like a little bit of like a bass tournament.
Oh, okay.
Or a tournament you might see on the outdoor channels and things like that. So, yeah.
So, Laura, we want people to be watching for, listening to,
yeah.
Finding out the fun things to do in Cass County. So instead of saying there's nothing to do, there's always something
yes.
to do.
Yeah, so we're going to have that little quick little jot of some calendar events coming
yeah.
up and things like that.
Listen to the radio, watch your newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
There's always Facebook.
Yes, yeah. We're on Facebook too, so we're always sharing out what other entities are doing. So our Cass County Tourism County, So it's Cass County IA Area Tourism. And if you just type that, start to type that in, you'll find us out on Facebook. And then we usually share out other other places, their events. So if Hitchcock, they have music on the lawn every third Sunday. So we'll we'll share that out. So it's kind of an easy way to get to know those events that are going on, especially if you're a Facebook user and things like that.
Again, on Facebook, we type in
just Cass County, Iowa, and then if you do area tourism or Cass County, Iowa tourism,
and county spelled out.
Yep,
probably doesn't make that much.
It
difference.
Doesn't make it. Yep. It'll start to bring up lots of other lots of things.
Click on the appropriate one. Thank you so much, Laura Canning, who is a member of the Cass County Tourism Council and the Cass County Conservation Naturalist. And until next time, just remember, there's fun things to do in Cass County.